people.
Do you think many of them remember you from last year?
I don't know. I don't know how many are new or whatever. The biblical gospel, the Bible says in Hebrews 4, the word of God is a sword, two-edged, and it cuts. I used to be a partier, a drunk, a fornicator, and a blasphemer. And when I began to take the word of God serious, it sliced me to shreds because I knew what I was headed for. And when people told me, don't worry, Jesus died and the grace of God's going to cover you. And that sounded really good when I was sitting in church, going to the sitting in a pew, still living kind of worldly, until I started reading the word of God and I found out God's grace covers no one. We talked about the judge. Until you have a humble, repentant heart ready to follow the law, then that judge goes, what's your first name?
Jonai.
Huh?
Jonai.
Jonas?
Jonai.
Jonai. I'm hard of hearing. And the judge says, I see you're willing to repent and follow the law. Mercy, grace. But if you stand before the judge and go, I want mercy and grace, but I'm going to keep breaking the law. A righteous judge is going to go, oh, you're mocking my law. Boom, biggest sentence I can give you, teach you a lesson. So the grace of God, you must be eligible for it by your heart and mind being transformed and follow him. And I'm trying to teach these people. They think they're in the grace of God because they go to church, they wear a straw hat, they wear a false little bun. They're kind of separated from the world, but they're as far from God as the guy I preached to in the gutter. And I was just telling him before we left earlier, when I go to preach to the homeless people, the beggars, the bikers covered in tattoos, many of them thank me.
Yeah.
And they go, oh man, I'm not where you are, but thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for telling the truth. I'll take that to heart. They walk away, shake my hand. Sometimes they hug me.
Yeah.
And I'm preaching the same message, except when I go to the religious places and I say, you all think you're religious. You all think you're preaching the gospel. What is it? And Jesus, thank you, honey. That's my wife, Debbie. Say hi, Debbie. Jesus went to the Pharisees and he said, oh, you think you got it going on. And the Pharisees started to add to God's law, like I just preached over there. And the Pharisees began to tell people, you got to do this. You got to wash your hands. You got to have pots and cups like this. You got to wear a straw hat. You want to join them? You got to put on a straw hat with a 4-inch brim. Get your Bible and show me where that is in God's word.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And so they don't teach the biblical gospel. They're spiritually dead. So we all started by saying on the budget. So that's why I keep my budget low so I can travel all over. And there's a couple things that really anger me righteously. Jesus said, you can be righteously angry. Paul said, be angry, but sin not. You can be righteously angry. People that sell the things of God. Hey, I'm gonna teach you about the things of God on my website. $7.95 a month.
Yeah.
Jesus said, freely was given to you. Freely, it should be given. So I labor, I work, I don't take anyone's money. I have people trying to shove it in my pocket. And about four times in my ministry so far, people have walked away without me being able to go, no, no, no. And they go, here, take it, and they walk away. And I give it to my wife, and she goes, buys McDonald's cards. We give them to police officers with the gospel. We give them to homeless people. We give them to people because we don't need the money. We're doing fine. So it all came from your offer. That's so gracious of you. But we're really good. We're fine. Use that for something to a truly needy person to glorify God. Does that make sense?
I understand that too.
But don't you, I got one question.
Yes, sir, what's your name?
My name is Dallas Overhold.
Dallas?
Dallas.
My name is Jim.
Jim.
That's my wife Debbie in there, yes, sir. Are you an Anabaptist, sir?
I am.
Okay.
But I am born again.
Okay.
Just because I'm Anabaptist, just because I agree with your message, okay?
You seem familiar, sir.
But I am a born again, and there's things that I do. I'm associated with the Mennonites or whatever, but that there is no salvation in it whatsoever.
Really?
So when you are pointing to me...
Well, can I ask you a question?
No,
I'm pointing to you.
Hold on.
I'm going to keep pointing to you because I'll show you why.
I want to set you straight. You pointed at us and say you are born, you're sinners, and let me tell you what, I am not.
First of all, I don't believe I pointed to any one person and said you're sinners. No, I said this is sinful and wicked. I've got it all in video.
All of us
but
together.
You are in sin. You are in sin. Would you like me to show you how? Do you respond to the word of God?
Absolutely.
In 2 Thess 3, Paul says, note those who do not obey the epistle, the word of God. Mark them and have no company with them so that they may be ashamed. You're in association with the Anabaptists that you admit keep sin, so you're in sin yourself.
I was born.
Do you follow the word of God?
I do.
Then you need to repent and come out of that and not associate with them. Romans 16:17 says, mark those, who leave sound doctrine and avoid them. If you're naming yourself an Anabaptist and a Mennonite, you're not avoiding them. You're holding hands with them, sir. You were in sin, and I do need to call you to repentance.
I only said that I was born in the Anabaptist.
You said you're united to them. You just told me that.
No.
Yeah, you did. You said I'm with them. What are you doing vacationing here if you're not with them? Are you preaching the gospel to them, calling them out of their sin?
No.
Then you're guilty before God. Their blood is on your hands. I'm clean. I told you all the truth. My hands are clean here. I'll pray for you, but I'll move on and preach somewhere else. You, if when those people die and you haven't told them the truth to come out, because you haven't come out. You can't tell them to come out because you're with them. You're a hypocrite. And Jesus said, hypocrites are the worst kind. I love you to tell you the truth. So by your association, you're in sin. Yes, sir. You must come out, be holy. What does holy mean? Have they taught you in your whole life as an Anabaptist? What does it mean? In the Greek, what does holy mean?
I don't know the Greek.
You don't study the Greek? How can you know God's word if you don't know what those words mean? It means to be set apart. Are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My wife's in that van. She's set apart for me. I'm set apart for her. We're faithful to each other. No man can be with her. No woman can be with me. God says be holy. That means set yourself apart for God. That means don't keep and hang out with false religion. Don't be part of the world. Don't be a man pleaser. That guy there that tried to witness to me, that other guy who was not with the Anabaptists, took my track and said, well, I'm not with them, but I hang out with them in the coffee shop. He's in association with them. He's not called them out of their sin. Jesus said in Matthew 18, if a brother is in sin, go to him one by one, call him out of his sin. If he won't listen, take another brother, call him out of his sin. If he won't listen, go before the whole body. If he won't listen, then just hang out with him because he's in sin and we're all a bunch of sinners. No, Jesus says, put him out like a publican. You need to put yourself out of their company. Then you need to get your life in order, study the word of God, and then be able to go back and preach to them to come out. They're cowards. Revelation 21:8, cowards. You came over to talk. I didn't point at you. They're cowards. I offered any man, get your Bible and preach the gospel to me. Not one man stepped forward. I said, does any of you, this is shameful. I'm going to preach this till I die. Tie me to a tree and burn me. Does any of you people love us? Crickets. They didn't say, well, we love you, but you're kind of bold. We don't know how to relate to you. Could we sit down and talk quietly like this? And okay. Last year, I talked to 20 men. At a picnic table, you can hear my audio. I'll give you a gospel track if you want, or any of you. You can hear the audio. I talked to 20 men, and most of them were mockers making excuses for being named after a man, doing pagan holidays, unbiblically dressed women, unbiblically dressed men, false dead religion. Most of them were mockers. I had a couple of people, and I was shared with him. One old guy, big long beard, he was Amish, hat. He sat there and listened the whole time, and I'm a good reader of people being a street preacher. And he never mocked, he never went... He sat and listened intently. When I was done, he came over and he goes, can I ask you a question? And I said, yes, sir. He goes, what does it mean to be born again? And I looked at him and I said, I'm so glad you asked. And I preached to him and told him about the new birth and how Christ comes into your heart and cleanses you and you're a new creation. And you don't get that from Sunday Anabaptist church. You don't get that from their preaching. You don't get that from being trained up. And he looked at me and he said, thank you, young man. Thank you, young man. I'm 60. He was like 85. Thank you, young man. And he walked away. That's why I go. Maybe I came for you. A couple people on the street I gave Anabaptist tracts to, and they said, we'll read it. But you cannot be associated with them, Dallas, and claim to be of a holy God. No more than your wife could have a boyfriend and claim to love you. Well, it's the same thing. I just gave you scripture.
I
gave you scripture.
In order to win somebody, you sometimes you live it by... You talk by living.
You live and united. You overlook their sin and unity with them. Did Jesus do that?
If I know their sin, then I will.
I just described you all the sin that you unite to.
But
you can't deny it.
But
can I give you a track and you can read and test yourself?
You
it's all on here. We have a special Anabaptist track.
I'm not angry at you.
No, I'm not angry at you either. And I know. You know what? I'm a passionate man and I street preach. So you got to understand. I go out in the world and I face drunks, drug addicts, atheists, demonic people, and I understand sometimes I come across really bold, but I got news for you. Go read the Bible. Well, everywhere Jesus preached, everywhere Paul preached, the Roman guards showed up. Today, the Roman guards showed up, the police. Who owns Olaf Ice Cream?
I know their family.
Do the Anabaptists own it?
Yeah.
Okay. They called the police on me.
Oh, really?
Because I was standing on the public sidewalk preaching. I did have my little voice amp, but with all that traffic. And the cop showed up, waved at me, I waved at him, he went inside. He probably could run my, well, no, he didn't see my car there because my car was over here. I've never been arrested. He left, didn't even contact me. They called the police on me. We've gone to Mennonite churches. Ready? Public sidewalk. We stand and I preach and hold gospel signs. Never set one foot in the property. Evangelicals, they call the police on me. Guy with a Bible, do we look like threatening people with Bibles in our hands? They call the police on us. They are the Pharisees of today. And you hanging with them? They're going to take you about this high in God's word. You know where Jesus says you need to go? Right here.
All the way.
Go deeper.
Well,
go deeper. Repent of your sin.
I'm a good born again believer.
Well, if you're born again, but, you know, that does not guarantee you entrance into the kingdom. You must repent any willful sin. Hebrews 10:26. If we therefore keep willful sin, that sin you know you're doing, there is now no more sacrifice for sin. I was just explaining grace to them. You don't get grace by going, I'm going to keep sinning. You know you're in sin now. If you keep doing it, the blood of Christ does not cover you anymore. Turn from it. Turn ye. Forsake your sin. All sin. In Acts 5, God killed a husband and a wife. For what? Do you know?
Yeah.
For what?
Lying and having that.
One lie.
Yeah.
One lie, God killed a husband and wife. God says, my word, my ways, keep them. The grace will cover you when you have a repentant heart. Your heart's not repented if you go back there.
Don't give it up.
You go back and finish off where I just did and tell them you're repenting of your ways and you continue preaching. If you go and unite to them, you're a clanging cymbal, sir. You're a clanging cymbal and your faith won't save you.
I'll be right over.
I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Where are you from?
Where from? Originally from Wisconsin. I was just telling them we have a small homestead in Missouri, but we're never there. We travel full time, and this is what I do. Street preach. I have a large website where I teach people how to find eternal life. I don't take anyone's money. I don't ask you to come follow me. I want you to open your Bible, become born again, and if you are born again, then the Spirit will quicken you to keep God's ways, not this. He'll teach you how to dress biblical. He'll teach you how to preach to the lost.
Okay, now, would you say that I'm not dressed biblical?
It's a whole other topic, but if you want me, I can preach it to you real fast. I can tie.
No.
Don't want it? I can tie Jesus' blood to how we dress. Real quick.
I'm going to pass.
Really? You don't want to be condemned, huh?
No, I just...
You don't want to be enlightened by the Word of God?
Yes, I'm all...
In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve sinned. They put on little aprons. God came along and killed animals and shed blood, archetype of Jesus Christ to come, and covered them, look up the Hebrew word, in a tunic. An unadorned tunic that, now you're pretty baggy and loose, but an unadorned tunic to cover our forms. Go look at a lot of the Anabaptist men. They wear tighter clothes. They show off their forms. They tuck in their shirts while the women are supposed to cover, but the women also cinching tight clothes. God told us how to dress. So the blood of Christ, he sheds blood, and for all of time, God's priests, God's prophets, God's disciples all wore biblical clothing. And the reason biblical clothing is so important, this is our temple. Would you adorn God's temple any way you wanted?
Yeah, I understand.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't adorn God's temple. You'd say, God, you do it your way. Amen? So this is serious stuff that the Anabaptists don't teach. This is all serious stuff. And that track will help you go much deeper. My website would help you. My phone number's on there. I'd love to contact you because I love you. God be praised. Thank you for coming over. I'm sorry. Do you have anything else to say? You struck a conversation and we went all over, and then that gentleman, I'm thankful he walked up, but I'm sorry.
I just sat down.
Okay.
I want to hang out over here. This is... Mark.
Hello, Mark. I'm Jim.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Jim, is it Debbie?
Jim and Debbie. Oh, my wife's sitting outside. Cool. Yep.
I'm hiding away from the...
Young man, can I give you a gospel card?
Sure.
Would you take one?
Yeah.
I always ask first because, one, I don't want people to say I'm accosting them. Hey, he's trying to put stuff in my hands. And two, they cost money, and people that usually want one aren't mockers, and they go, I'll read it.
Yep.
I have a large website where I teach people, and if you ever have any questions or anything, I can help you, take you right to God's word, rightly divide the word of God. That man is a good example. He came to say, yeah, you're right about them. He's right with them.
Yeah, I grew up on
Grab a card.
Okay.
Give Mark,
obviously, you came out.
Grab Mark a card, too. Give Mark one.
Oh, you want a card?
He'll look at it.
Obviously, you came, you left the Amish.
He'll appreciate it,
right?
No, it's just, yeah.
And are you here because of the Amish, or you live here?
I'm here for a vacation.
Oh, but you still come down here for that?
Yeah,
like you used to.
Yeah.
There you go. Check out my website. The gospel's
on there.
I know
good people down here too.
I'm sorry, sir.
I do know some.
Yeah.
Decent good people.
Yeah. Well. Let me be clear. If you listen, and again, it'll be on my website. I never said they're bad people.
Yeah.
I never said that they're the most wicked people. But here's the problem. God be praised. Thanks for stopping. Here's the problem. The nicest people in the world are going to be in hell. Some of the nicest people I ever met were atheists, Muslims. The most loving, warm man I ever met preaching. I was out preaching. I was in Cody, Wyoming. You know who the most loving, warm, kind-hearted man was to me? A Roman Catholic priest that had on a full-blown white thing with a cross about this big, walking down the street, and I preached to him, and he was like, oh, I love you, and he was so kind, and he invited me to come preach at his church. He wouldn't let me say what I wanted, so I didn't go.
Yeah.
But so that's not the measure.
Yeah.
I think maybe you know that. The measure is your life in line with God's word because faith and grace has come in? And so all of these false religious people done good works. Jesus says in Matthew 7, you say, Lord, Lord, I've done this, I've done that, I've done that. And he says, away from me, I never knew you. Let's use this Mandelas as an example. I showed him how he's walking in sin. Jesus says, away from me, you workers of iniquity. You know what that word means? Sin. And what is sin? Transgression of God's law. God tells you do this, you do that.
Yeah.
God tells you do it, I'm not going to. People don't like it. And all these men tell me as I go out, you need to adjust your methods more to be more appealing to the people of the culture. Well, if you were a drug addict and I loved you and I wanted to save you, what would you think of me going, hey man, where's that needle? That's cool. And I'm going to keep close to you. So I'm going to get you out of drugs. Does that make any sense?
No.
What would I do? I'd stand back and I'd say, I've come out. I'm clean. I want to help you. Come on. Let me show you why you're killing yourself. You can't join them.
Yeah.
You can't be part of them.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a long time. I don't know, for a little over a month now.
Yeah. And how long has it been since you, like, so you, do you go to, you don't go to Anabaptist Church and stuff still, do you?
No.
Okay, so do you go to anywhere? Are you United?
I've been doing a lot of online.
Ah, yeah, with COVID craziness, right?
Yeah, I've just try and read the truth, you know, like,